Universe. This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on Universe. The material recorded is current as on the 28th of December, 2011. You are listening to the second part of the sound recording, which contains Section 1, History. Universe, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Section 1, History. Throughout recorded history, several cosmologies and cosmonogies have been proposed to account for observations of the universe. The earliest quantitative geocentric models were developed by the ancient Greek philosophers. Over the centuries, more precise observations and improved theories of gravity led to Copernicus' heliocentric model and the Newtonian model of the solar system, respectively. Further improvements in astronomy led to the realization that the solar system is embedded in a galaxy composed of billions of stars, the Milky Way, and that other galaxies exist outside it as far as astronomical instruments can reach. Careful studies of the distribution of these galaxies and their spectral lines have led to much of modern cosmology. Discovery of the redshift and cosmic microwave background radiation revealed that the universe is expanding and apparently had a beginning. According to the prevailing scientific model of the universe, known as the Big Bang, the universe expanded from an extremely hot, dense phase called the Planck Epoch, in which all the matter and energy of the observable universe was concentrated. Since the Planck Epoch, the universe has been expanding to its present form, possibly with a brief period less than 10 to the power of negative 32 seconds of cosmic inflation. Several independent experimental measurements support this theoretical expansion and, more generally, the Big Bang theory. Recent observations indicate that this expansion is accelerating because of dark energy, and that most of the matter in the universe may be in a form which cannot be detected by present instruments and so is not accounted for in the present models of the universe. This has been named dark matter. The imprecision of current observations has hindered predictions of the ultimate fate of the universe. Current interpretations of astronomical observations indicate that the age of the universe is 13.75 billion years, and that the diameter of the observable universe is at least 93 billion light years, or 8.80 times 10 to the 26th power meters. Since we cannot observe space beyond the limitations of light or any electromagnetic radiation, it is uncertain whether the size of the universe is finite or infinite. We now come to the end of the spoken article, Universe, Part 2. The next part of the recording, Part 3, contains sections 2 to 4, which deal with the topics of etymology, synonyms and definitions, size, age, contents, structure and laws, and historical models. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. Available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0. Universe. This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on Universe. The material recorded is current as on the 28th of December, 2011. You are listening to the third part of this sound recording, which contains section 2-4, which deal with etymology, synonyms and definitions, size, age, contents, structure and laws, and historical models. Universe. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Universe. Section 2. Etymology, synonyms, and definitions. The word universe derives from the Old French word, which in turn derives from the Latin word universum. The Latin word was used by Cicero and later Latin authors in many of the same senses as the modern English word is used. The Latin word derives from the poetic contraction universum, first used by Lucretius in Book 4 of his De Rerum Natura, on the nature of things, which connects uni, which is the combining form of unus or one, with forsum or versum, a noun made from the perfect passive participle of vertere, meaning something rotated, rolled, or changed. An alternative interpretation of universum is, quote, everything rotated as one, end quote, or, quote, everything rotated by one, end quote. In this sense, it may be considered a translation of an earlier Greek word for the universe, periphora, meaning circumambulation, originally used to describe a course of a meal, the food being carried around the circle of dinner guests. This Greek word refers to celestial spheres, an early Greek model of the universe. Regarding Plato's metaphor of the sun, Aristotle suggests that the rotation of the sphere of fixed stars inspired by the prime mover motivates, in turn, terrestrial change via the sun. Careful astronomical and physical measurements, such as Foucault's pendulum, are required to prove the Earth rotates on its axis. The term for universe in ancient Greek was topan. Related terms were matter and place. Other synonyms for the universe among the ancient Greek philosophers included cosmos, and the Greek word meaning nature, from which we derive the word physics. The same synonyms are found in Latin. For example, totum, mundus, natura, and survive in modern languages. The same synonyms are found in English, such as everything, as in, quote, the theory of everything, end quote, the cosmos, as in cosmology, the world, as in the many worlds hypothesis, and nature, as in natural laws or natural philosophy. Broadest definition: reality and probability. The broadest definition of the universe can be found in De Divisione Naturae by the medieval philosopher and theologian Johannes Scotus Eugena, who defined it as simply everything. Everything that is created and everything that is not created. In the path integral formulation of Richard Feynman, the probability amplitudes for the various outcomes of an experiment given a perfectly defined initial state of the system are determined by summing over all possible histories or paths by which the system could progress from the initial to final state. Definition as reality. More customarily, the universe is defined as everything that exists, has existed, and will exist. According to our current understanding, the universe contains three principles: space-time, forms of energy, including momentum and matter, and the physical laws that relate to them. Definition as connected space-time. It is possible to conceive of disconnected space-times, each existing but unable to interact with one another. An easily visualized metaphor is a group of separate soap bubbles in which observers living on one soap bubble cannot interact with those on other soap bubbles, even in principle. According to one common terminology, each soap bubble of space-time is denoted as a universe, whereas our particular space-time is denoted as the universe, just as we call our moon the moon. The entire collection of these separate space-times is denoted as the multiverse. In principle, the other unconnected universes may have different dimensionalities and topologies of space-time. In principle, the other unconnected universes may have different dimensionalities and topologies of space-time, different forms of matter and energy, and different physical laws and physical constraints, although such possibilities are currently speculative. Definition as observable reality. According to a still more restrictive definition, the universe is everything within our connected space-time that could have a chance to interact with us, and vice versa. According to the general theory of relativity, some regions of space may never interact with ours, even in the lifetime of the universe, due to the finite speed of light and the ongoing expansion of space. For example, radio messages sent from Earth may never reach some regions of space, even if the universe would live forever. Space may expand faster than light can traverse it. It is worth emphasizing that those distant regions of space are taken to exist and be part of reality as much as we are, yet we can never interact with them. The spatial region within which we can affect and be affected is denoted as the observable universe. Strictly speaking, the observable universe depends on the location of the observer. By traveling, an observer can come into contact with a greater region of space-time than an observer who remains still, so that the observable universe for the former is larger than for the latter. Nevertheless, even the most rapid traveler will not be able to interact with all of space. Typically, the observable universe is taken to mean the universe observable from our vantage point in the Milky Way galaxy. The Universe. Section 3. Size, age, contents, structure, and laws. universe is immensely large and possibly infinite in volume. The region visible from Earth, or the observable universe, is a sphere with a radius of about 46 billion light years, based on where the expansion of space has taken the most distant objects observed. For comparison, the diameter of a typical galaxy is only 30,000 light years, and the typical distance between two neighboring galaxies is only 3 million light years. As an example, our Milky Way galaxy is roughly 100,000 light years in diameter, and our nearest sister galaxy, the Andromeda galaxy, is located roughly 2.5 million light years away. There are probably more than 100 billion galaxies in the observable universe. Typical galaxies range from dwarfs, with as few as 10 million stars, up to giants with 1 trillion stars, all orbiting the galaxy's center of mass. A 2010 study by astronomers estimated that the observable universe contains 300 sextillion, or 3 times 10 to the 23rd power, stars. The observable matter is spread homogeneously or uniformly throughout the universe when averaged over distances longer than 300 million light years. However, on smaller length scales, matter is observed to form clumps, i.e., to cluster hierarchically. Many atoms are condensed into stars, most stars into galaxies, most galaxies into clusters, superclusters, and finally, the largest scale structures, such as the Great Wall of Galaxies. The observable matter of the universe is also spread isotropically, meaning that no direction of observation seems different from any other. Each region of the sky has roughly the same content. The universe is also bathed in a highly isotropic microwave radiation. The hypothesis that the large-scale universe is homogeneous and isotropic is known as the cosmological principle, which is supported by astronomical observations. The present overall density of the universe is very low, roughly 9.9 times 10 to the negative 30 power grams per cubic centimeter. This mass hyphen energy appears to consist of 73% dark energy, 23% cold dark matter, and 4% ordinary matter. Thus, the density of atoms is on the order of a single hydrogen atom for every 4 cubic meters of volume. The properties of dark energy and dark matter are largely unknown. Dark matter gravitates as ordinary matter, and thus works to slow down the expansion of the universe. By contrast, dark energy accelerates its expansion. The most precise estimate of the universe's age is 3.73 billion years old, based on observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation. Independent estimates, based on measurements such as radioactive dating, agree at 13 to 15 billion years. The universe has not been the same at all times in its history. For example, the relative populations of quasars and galaxies have changed, and space itself appears to have expanded. This expansion accounts for how Earth-bound scientists can observe the light from a galaxy 30 billion light years away, even if that light has traveled for only 13 billion years. The very space between them has expanded. This expansion is consistent with the observation that the light from distant galaxies has been red-shifted. The photons emitted have been stretched to longer wavelengths and lower frequency during their journey. The rate of this spatial expansion is accelerating based on studies of Type 1a supernovae and corroborated by other data. The relative fractions of different chemical elements, particularly the lightest atoms such as hydrogen, deuterium, and helium, seem to be identical throughout the universe and throughout its observable history. The universe seems to have much more matter than antimatter, an asymmetry possibly related to the observations of CP violation. The universe appears to have no net electric charge, and therefore, gravity appears to be the dominant interaction on cosmological length scales. The universe also appears to have neither net momentum nor angular momentum. The absence of net charge and momentum would follow from accepted physical law if the universe were finite. The universe appears to have a smooth space-time continuum, consisting of three spatial dimensions and one temporal or time dimension. On the average, space is observed to be nearly flat, close to a zero curvature, meaning that Euclidean geometry is experimentally true with high accuracy throughout most of the universe. Space-time also appears to have a simply connected topology, at least on the length scale of the observable universe. However, present observations cannot exclude the possibilities that the universe has more dimensions and that its space-time may have a multiply connected global topology, in analogy with the cylindrical or toroidal topologies of two-dimensional spaces. The universe appears to behave in a manner that regularly follows a set of physical laws and physical constants. According to the prevailing standard model of physics, all matter is composed of three generations of leptons and quarks, both of which are fermions. These elementary particles interact via, at most, three fundamental interactions. The electroweak interaction, which includes electromagnetism and the weak nuclear force. The strong nuclear force, described by quantum chromodynamics. And gravity, which is best described at present by general relativity. The first two interactions can be described by renormalized quantum field theory, and are mediated by gauge bosons that correspond to a particular type of gauge symmetry. A renormalized quantum field theory of general relativity has not been yet achieved, although various forms of string theory seem promising. The theory of special relativity is believed to hold throughout the universe, provided that the spatial and temporal length scales are sufficiently short. Otherwise, the more general theory of general relativity must be applied. There is no explanation for the particular values that physical constants appear to have throughout our universe, such as Planck's constant, H, or the gravitational constant, G. Several conservation laws have been identified, such as the conservation of charge, momentum, angular momentum, and energy. In many cases, these conservation laws can be related to symmetries or mathematical identities. Fine-tuning. appears that many of the properties of the universe have special values, in the sense that a universe where these properties only differ slightly would not be able to support intelligent life. Not all scientists agree that this fine-tuning exists. In particular, it is not known under what conditions intelligent life could form and what form or shape that would take. A relevant observation in this discussion is that for an observer to exist to observe fine-tuning, the universe must be able to support intelligent life. As such, the conditional probability of observing a universe that is fine-tuned to support intelligent life is 1. This observation is known as the anthropic principle, and is particularly relevant if the creation of the universe was probabilistic, or if multiple universes with a variety of properties exist.